Well, we thank the Lord for his goodness to us, and we're glad to have each one that's here that's not normally here. Appreciate your presence this morning, and we're thankful for Sister Nina being 85. That's quite a mile mark. We appreciate her very much, and we thank the Lord for sparing her to us. I want to share a scripture in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and the 24th verse. It says, "Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. And Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, so ye say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest? Because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand." Now the Jews had a very difficult time believing that Jesus was the Messiah. Even though he raised the dead, he opened the blind eyes, he healed the lepers, he opened the ears of the deaf. One place it said, "What work do you show us that you're..." That you're the Son of God. And I can't imagine asking that kind of question after all the works he did show. All the prophecies that he fulfilled. Now, a little bit earlier here, Jesus made a statement. He said, he told them, they said, "Well, you're not even 50 years old." He said, "Abraham saw my day and rejoiced and was glad." He saw my day. And they said, "Well, you're not even 50 years old." And he said, he made the statement, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, imagine talking to someone and somebody making that statement. That would be a difficult one to wrap your mind around. Say you saw an angel that was in human form. And he said, "Before Adam was, I am." It'd be hard to wrap your mind around that kind of statement. But Jesus was not guilty of blasphemy because he was the Son of God. And he proved himself to be the Son of God. And I don't believe the Jews, they didn't want to believe. They didn't want to believe that he was a... They had all kinds of evidence to believe They had the scriptures, they had the prophecy, there was a few of them. I believe Nicodemus became a believer. I believe there were a few. But they had other agendas. They had other things in their hearts and minds that kept them from believing. I want to talk just a little bit about this verse down here. It says, Jesus is, you know, they were accusing him because he said, "You're making yourself God and yet you're a man." And Jesus, he said to them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, ye are gods'?" If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. Now I want to notice Jesus quoted here from the book of Psalms, the 82nd chapter. I'd like to get that. Psalms 82. Now, I want to read in the first verse. It says, "God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy." Now, in this first verse, I believe he's referring to actual judges. But he called them gods. He used the word, "He judgeth among the gods." And then right after that, it says, "How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked?" And he says, "Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked." So judges, he called the judges here gods. And it's not meaning that they were eternal. It doesn't mean that they were like God or in any way any competition to God. It just simply means they had an elevated position on earth as a judge. They had position to give sentencing. They had a position to be able to judge. It was a higher place than the common person. I want to go on down now. Verse 5, it says, "They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course." He said, "I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations." Now this scripture that Jesus, he said, if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken. The thought that I get from this is that if we accept the scriptures, if we believe the scriptures, and we follow the scriptures in our life, it gives us a great vantage point in our lives. It gives us a great advantage, a great position to be able to live life and to have fulfillment and to be what God is calling us to be. And so I believe that's what the scripture is saying, that he called them gods unto whom the word of God came. And I believe that this morning. I believe that we have great advantage, great blessing, great favor, great position when we follow the Scriptures and we allow God to work in our lives. It's far above and beyond anything that the world has to offer. There's an advantage to it. And I believe this morning, I believe in the Lord, not because, not just because I've heard people say and talk about the Lord. I did believe the report, but I also believe because I know what the Lord has done in my own life. I know how I used to live. I know what I used to do. And the Lord, when I sought the Lord and gave my heart and life to Him, He changed. He made a change in my life. And what a blessing it has been to me in my life. It's been a great advantage. It's been a great help to me. I would have never had that without the Scriptures and without the Lord's help. I would have never had what I've got today without the Lord and without the Scriptures. I think about the verse where Jesus talked about, He said, "He that heareth these sayings of mine and does them is likened unto a wise man that built his house upon the rock." He said the floods came, the storm came, and it beat vehemently upon that house, and it didn't fall. It was able to stand because there was a foundation to it. Well, I've been working on a foundation. Foundations are important. I'm not making very good progress on my literal foundation, but hopefully I'm making better progress on my spiritual foundation. A foundation is so important and so vital, and that's what God wants us to have in Him. And there is no stronger foundation than what the Lord has provided for us. When you read in the book of Revelations, it talked about the city that had 12 foundations. It's secure. It's strong. What we have in Christ today is a great blessing and a great help. We have the forgiveness of sins. That's a great advantage to us in life. We don't have to live with a guilty conscience. We don't have to live under the oppression of satanic influences in our life. We don't have to live in bad habits and bad things because Christ has come to set our lives free. He came to set us free and to make us free. And He said the person that hears these things and does them not is like a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. And when the storms came and beat upon that house, it fell, and great was the fall of it. You know, we're all building something today, aren't we? Our life is building something with our life. And I believe the book of Corinthians brings that out. It talks about, you know, we can build with wood, hay, stubble. We can build with gold, silver, things that endure. I know in the natural, I really don't like taking shortcuts. on my footing that I was digging, I actually dug it 3 feet deep and 2 feet wide. That's how wide the bucket was that I rented. And the concrete guy said, "Whoa, that's a little bit overkill, isn't it?" Well, I thought the frost line was around 30 inches, and I wanted to go 6 inches further. You know, we want to be that way spiritually. We want to take the time, the investment, to build with the good things that God has given us to build with, that we can have A spiritual life that's able to endure. You know, the storm came to the wise man and to the foolish man. You know, just because we're living for God doesn't mean that we're exempt from the storms of life. I will say this, though. He has a hedge about us, that Satan is not able to do just anything he wants to do. God is a hedge about us, but sometimes, like he did Job, he lets the hedge down for us to be tested and tried. We're all going to have trials, temptations, and difficulties, but we can have something that's able to endure if we build upon Christ, if we And I think today we live in a time that everybody's going to heaven. I go to funerals. I hear things that are said, and I try, Lord, I don't want to try to preach anybody to heaven. You know, the works are there. The works that the person had in their life. We can't preach people to heaven. They've got to go through the blood of Jesus. But we live in a time when it's like just that death to, in general, to people means just going to heaven. I hear it over and over. It's just like death automatically means I'm going to a better place. I want to rest from my labors. That is not what the Bible is teaching. And I think of the scripture that talks about Moses. He told Moses, he gave instructions to Moses, and he said, build it, build the tabernacle. You build it, not like Moses wants it, but you build it according to the pattern that I've given to you. According to the pattern that I give it to you in the mount. And Moses did. He built the tabernacle the way God wanted it. Lord, help us today not be pick and choose what we want to hear and what we don't want to hear. You know, I remember years ago, I believe it was Brother Leslie, he told the story about a guy that was handed a Bible, and he said, if you could change anything in this Bible, what would it be? And the man handed the Bible back and he said, the book is perfect like it is. Just change me to fit the book. I like that. Change me. The fault is not in the book. It's not in the plan. It's not in what God has done. The fault, if there is a fault somewhere, if there is a weakness, if something's not working like it ought to be working, it's in us. It's not in what God has provided and what the Lord has done. I think of we want to be careful how we live our lives. We want to be honest. We want to acknowledge when we failed and we've come short. We want to make restitution. We want to be up front. We want to We want to be truthful and honest. I believe that's building it according to the pattern. I believe God expects us to do that, and He can help us to be truthful even when it hurts. You know, sometimes the truth cuts, sometimes it hurts. But I would rather be cut and hurt by the truth than to just receive deception and be deceived in the end. Thinking I'm going to make heaven my home and I'm not really where I should be spiritually, I'd rather have the truth, even though sometimes it hurts. God can help us today, and I thank the Lord for it. But there are so many advantages that the Lord has given us in this life. So many places, you know, I thought about forgiveness. You know, when things do happen in life, Jesus talked about, he says, offenses will come. offenses will come. But we, through God, there is power for us when we humble ourselves. There is power for us to be able to forgive the offense, the offender. That's a great advantage in life. You know, I see so many people. Leah was in Walmart yesterday and she says people are so unhappy. When you see them in the aisles, in the stores, people are, they're confused, they're hurting. There's bitterness because of things that have happened years and years ago. You know, the scriptures, the Lord provides power for us. He said, when you receive the Holy Ghost, there's power in the Holy Spirit to give us power to overcome all the power of the enemy today. Another place he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's an advantage for us. That's a high place for us. That's a wonderful place. Not long ago, I mentioned to a congregation here, but I had a dream, and in this dream, a battle was getting ready to engage. They were moving tanks, they were moving trucks, and there was two sides, and I was right in the middle. And I started thinking, boy, I better get out of here. This isn't a good spot to be in. They start firing. Here I am. I'm right in the middle of this. And it made me realize how important position is. Finally, in my dream, I found a place kind of in the entrance of this cave. It was a high place. I had my back covered. And I was able to look down. It was a good place. But our position in Christ, the way that we're building our lives, the position that we're in, has a great bearing sometimes upon victory and lack of victory in our lives. So Lord, help us today. I appreciate what God has provided for us and the advantages that He's given to us in life. And I want to encourage us and challenge us to study the Scriptures, to have a heart that, and to meditate. I know sometimes we read the verses, you can read them over and over, and sometimes it seems like maybe we think we know it all. But if we'll pray, if we'll ask the Lord, what are you trying to speak to me through these verses? What are you trying to get to me? What can I get out of these verses that will help me in my life? That will help me build a good life, that will help me to be what you're calling us to be. I believe if we do that, if we pray and we seek God with all of our hearts, He'll begin to reveal Himself to us. He'll begin to open up our understanding. I notice in Jesus, in one place, it said, He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What's that referring to? You know, it's talking about spiritual darkness. And Jesus, one place he mentioned, he said, you see the sunset, you see the sky is red and lowering, and you say, stormy weather is on the way. He said, you discern the clouds, you discern the natural things of life, but he said, you don't discern the signs of the times. You're not recognizing spiritual things. So it's more than just our natural observation. It's having our heart and mind in tune with God, that He can speak to us and open our understanding and help us to know. Another great advantage I feel like today is we don't have to face the battles of life alone. The Lord promised He's not going to fight all of our battles for us where we don't have to do anything. I believe the Lord will give us instructions on how to fight the battles that come up. Sometimes He'll say, you don't need to fight in this battle. But there will be other times He'll give us instruction and tell us what to do. And that's what we want to do. We want to follow what God gives to us. But I think of that verse says, the battle's not mine, it's the Lord's. The Lord has promised to help us, to see us through. You know, when there's mountains that seem like they're insurpassable, and there's things that seems like it's going to stop us in our tracks, I believe maybe we've all been there at times. I know I have. Feel like I'm not sure how I'm going to make the next step. You know, it looks like there's no way. It looks like the enemy's just got you hemmed in, and he wants to steal our hope. But so many times God has done things that just, there is a path. He made a path. He made a way when it looked like there was no way. You know, the Lord's promised to help us. He's promised to be our friend. And I just thank the Lord today. He said, if He called them gods unto whom the Word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. We're not gods in the sense that we're like God or in competition with Him in any way. But He has given us so many advantages. He has blessed us with so many opportunities. You know, when I look back at my childhood and my youth, there was a lot of negative things in my life. A lot of negative things that were going against me. But there was still little things that God put in place for me to help me. There were things there, even though the circumstances and the situation wasn't good, there were things, there were people, there were opportunities that God put there for me. So I believe the Lord does that. And He can help us in our battles. He'll help us fight our battles. I thought of that song this morning. So many reasons why I serve the Lord. So many reasons, I can't count them all. I feel that way this morning. I feel like I can't count all the things that God has bestowed, all the things that He's done. It's just overwhelming what the Lord has, what He can do. So Lord, help us today to have hope in our hearts. The gospel gives us hope. Satan tries to take away hope. If our hope is being stolen, know that the devil, the enemy is behind it somehow. Because Jesus never wants to take away all of our hope. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to give us hope. There's another scripture said that a smoking flax He'll not quench. You know, where the fire has gone out, there's just a little bit of smoke coming up. It says He'll not quench that. He wants to enliven that. He wants to give us hope. And I'm thankful today for, I'm just thankful to be able to serve the Lord. I'm glad I gave the Lord my life when I did. I don't regret it. I don't regret it at all. You know, I thought about Sister Nina and her mom and dad. I remember them as a child. I didn't know them real, real close. But I remember her mom and dad. And now she's kind of in, you know, she's the upper bracket. But they made a choice, Alfred and Martha. They made a choice in their life to serve God. And I think about Sister Nina made that choice. Those blessings didn't automatically just come because they made the choice. Sister Nina had to make the choice. and in her children and grandchildren. That's the blessing of God. That's the richness of the Lord. That's not our own efforts and doings. That's what the Lord has done. Isn't He wonderful? He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful God, a wonderful Lord that's risen, that's interceding for us. We have every advantage this morning. Let's not allow the enemy to cut us short. Let's use what God has given us. Let's put our hearts, our mind, and our soul, and our spirit into it. Let's have a zeal, a passion for the Lord and for His goodness in our hearts and our lives. And I believe, you know, not all these advantages, but I didn't mention maybe the hope of heaven. Jesus said He went to prepare a place for us. And I believe it. I believe it this morning with all my heart. And I am looking forward to the time. That's our only hope. What other thing in life gives hope of eternal life? The Lord has offered eternal life for us, that we can live forever. We could be with Him. Lord, help us today to be a good builder, to be careful, not take the shortcuts, not take the broad, easiest path that there is to take. Jesus said in one place, He said the gate was straight, the path was narrow, and He said, few there be that find it. Broad is the gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many, many are going that direction. Lord, help us today to take that road less traveled and be good builders in our spiritual life. And I believe the Lord will bless us and help us. He'll help us through our battles, and I thank God for that this morning.